Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast number 32. Oh yeah, 32. Happy Easter, 420, Sunday, Dallas, Texas. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
From thischicksflix.com. Check it out.
Yes, do.
With Adam Conway with the Angelica.
Hey.
He's still not awake yet.
Hey.
There you go. That's your big boy voice.
Yeah.
And Andrew Conway, who you can find shooting around Dallas, not shooting guns, but shooting film and TV.
Yeah.
And happens that he was the lead camera guy for Dallas International Film Festival for 2014. Which we were talking about now, the interview suite, yes.
God, who unfortunately is not here, did all the red carpet. So.
That is true. But we're going to talk about, since we're in Dallas, we're going to talk about the Dallas International Film Festival just ended a few days ago. I got to say that it was better than last year.
Yes.
But that's about all I can say about it, is that it was better than last year. It still wasn't perfect.
What were your, like, top films?
My top films? I mean, Dom Hemingway was awesome.
Yeah.
I really liked Locke.
I didn't see that one.
Tom Hardy, I did like that. Trying to think. I enjoyed Hellion for the acting, but not all the way. Although I liked the director, Kat Candler. She was awesome.
Yeah.
There was a short called Effed. The late night short was awesome.
Yeah.
Zach Braff made a cameo in it. It was pretty badass.
Well, I liked The Obvious Child with Jenny Slate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it also Anna with Mark Strong.
Okay.
And the one I love.
Yeah.
With Mark Duplass and Elizabeth Moss.
The one I love was the we saw that together.
I want to see that.
It was amazing.
What'd
you like, Susan?
Obvious Child is hands down. It might be my favorite film of the year so far.
Holy
honestly,
shit.
It's really good.
It's so good. It's the kind of script that, like, if I ever made a movie, that was the kind of script I hope I write.
It's a comedy about abortion.
It's a comedy about abortion. Oh yeah. So anybody who is even just like a little bit against abortion would not like this film probably because
abortions tickle.
But it's so well written. It's just like it's just so real. I hate it. It's not like it's.
Yeah.
Not like Knocked Up or.
And it was acquired by A24 and it's coming out in June, so I would
say
definitely check it out.
And Jenny Slate does an amazing job. I did not know she was that good.
Did anybody see the documentary Life of a Criminal?
No, I did not. But the director was amazing.
I had some writers see that and they really loved it. It was a documentary of himself going to jail and then. Making something of himself, going to NYU film school is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's sort of now the prodigy of Spike Lee.
Yeah,
he's, moving on up,
pretty sweet. No pun intended there. Moving on up. I saw Queens and Cowboys, which won Best Documentary Feature. I like that documentary, but it just kind of got redundant. It was just a lot of crying, a lot of I don't know. It was cool, but meh. I cannot believe Afronauts won this short grand jury prize. I did not like that short at all. It was weird. I don't know.
NeNe was good.
What about Flutter, Texas Grand Jury Prize? What do you think about that?
Good acting.
It's good
acting.
But yeah.
But the story was boring.
Story was boring?
I mean, they could have done more, maybe. Like, I just felt like it just kind of lagged the whole thing. Like, I figured bigger things could have happened.
Did y'all see Easy, the other short, Easy?
Oh, yeah, Daniel Labs' short.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. And yeah, it was about
he was there.
A gymnast. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We interviewed them.
Also, I guess Noble won the audience award.
Noble did win. I didn't see that.
And it's another like religious movie, but it was really good. And it will probably find a following in theaters.
Was the best story from Diff, was it Jesse Plemons?
I don't know. He was there for
Flutter.
About Mom and Dad? Or was it Flutter? He was there for Flutter.
For Flutter. But we saw him late night.
Yeah, he was very excited. He was celebrating.
He was celebrating a big movie role he got, but he couldn't say.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Star Wars, but we'll see.
Wait, who is he in Flutter? Is he in Flutter?
Yeah, he's one of the
musician.
You would recognize him.
He
was in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he plays
guitar. Oh, that guy. Okay, no.
From Friday Night Lights and Breaking Bad.
Okay, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, he was fun.
Flutter also had Charles Halford, which I didn't
know
was the dude from True Detective, the guy walking around in his underwear with bleached blonde hair.
Yep. pretty sweet.
Yeah, he was. It was cool because he was talking about his new role in Constantine coming up on NBC, and how excited he is for that because he's hoping to, he's pretty sure it's going
to
get picked up.
What were some of the best interviews you got to do?
I think Flair was really good. Just, there was a bunch of them, but I really liked John Kricfalusi. It's sort of hard to say his last name. The creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah,
he's definitely a kind of a curmudgeon, but he had some really good insight into the process and like how he has. And it was cool because he said he actually has lots of projects that he wants to get made, but he doesn't want to get burned again because when the whole thing with Ren and Stimpy, he said that, you know, Nickelodeon pretty much screwed him over on like the rights he got, and he still has to pay for them, even though he did a second version of it on Spike, and he's like, he doesn't want to go through that again, but he has something he's been talking to with Cartoon Network that he's hoping to get picked up, but he's weary of corporations. He's not a fan.
Sure.
But yeah, he definitely has the biggest following. He's definitely, that interview has had more hits than any of the other ones I did.
Cool.
And then Clark Gregg. You can't go wrong with Clark Gregg.
Was he fun?
What was he doing there?
He directed a movie called
His New Director Trust Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was like William H. Macy's in it. And
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. William H. Macy makes a quick cameo. Okay. Because Felicity Huffman's got a main role in it. His wife. And that was a great... That's a movie. One of the movies I saw. Really amazing. And then newcomer. I can't remember her name. The girl that plays like... the child actress in Trust Me, it's amazing. And she actually, because of this movie, she met Sam Rockwell, and she's now attached with him to do the new Poltergeist movie coming out.
All right.
So she's going to be Carol Ann.
Okay.
And she's the sister of the girl who played Lizzie in The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Okay.
So Lizzie was there supporting. It's a pleasant surprise for a lot of people who actually came out to the screening because Lizzie was there.
That's cool.
In the audience supporting her sister, who was also there. They're both actually from Dallas. But now live in LA.
Okay. So, did you ask Clark Gregg or anybody ask Clark Gregg about Avengers?
There were several.
Basically, he said he finished shooting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like the day, 2 days before he was in Dallas.
Okay.
And so, he whispered Hail Hydra at the end of the interview.
Really?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, someone did.
The big
yeah.
internet meme.
Hey,
yeah.
Susan, what about you? What was your best moment? The film festival.
I mean, I did do a red carpet. I did a Heaven Is For Real red carpet. That wasn't the best moment.
I hated that movie.
I really, because I, for some reason, I didn't put two and two together that I could have done both the morning of like Dom Hemingway and Heaven Is For Real.
Yeah.
Instead, I just emailed Sally and was like, oh, I'm doing Dom Hemingway. I can't do the morning. I'll do the red carpet. I not like red carpets.
You went to the red carpet?
I did the red carpet for Heaven Is For Real.
So did they give you questions to ask?
They gave me some, but I did not use them because I was like, I don't like being given.
Why would they do that?
Questions. Like, they told me what I could ask the dad of the movie. I was like, dude, I already have my questions ready. Or if
no,
I
you're asking Burpo this.
No, they gave me a folder and I just I was like, what is this? And they're like, so here's some questions. And I didn't know if it was like, I just asked her, I was like, wait, do we have to? Like, if this was something that they didn't want different questions, but I think it was just something to help out. But it was a packed red carpet. I mean, it was.
Yeah, they had people stacked on. Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. Just literally, this is like how each TV stations are stacked together. I'm like, I can barely have my camera guy behind me right now. And
I hate red carpet.
It was so, and the worst of it though was that like the whole reason I agreed to do the red carpet is because I just want to interview Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
It was really nice. But I call them the wranglers, you know, the person that wraps it up.
Yeah, that's what they are, the wranglers.
She was the rudest wrangler I've ever had to, like, encounter. She wasn't, like, mean, but literally as soon as... I tried to introduce myself because they were all introducing, and she was just like, she did not care. She's like, okay, all right, just hurry up. And then as soon as I even asked the second question, all I see her do is, like, wrap me up and actually pull Greg Kinnear away. Like,
wow.
I was so... It was, like, stressful. And then on top of that, everybody else was cool, I mean, as far as wranglers go. But, I mean, all the interviews they were all nice people. It was just the most annoying thing I hate about red carpets is that they give you a list of everybody first, and you're prepared, and then they throw all these rando people at you, And you're like, oh, here's the author of the book. Here's the people that sang one song from the movie. And you're like, okay. And
yeah. You sung that song and you do it again. Okay,
did you get to talk to Margo at all?
Yeah, she was really sweet. Yeah, she was. She seemed tired.
Yeah, she was definitely.
She was definitely
in the junket. She seemed
Yeah, she seemed very tired. I give props to Greg Kinnear because he was like energy with like every interview.
What about the director? Did you get to talk?
I love that was actually special for me because he was my first interview ever.
Oh wow.
Randall Wallace, and I told him that.
I was.
And he was so nice.
I did the press junket for it earlier in the day, and I was so mad at myself because I didn't realize until after he had left that he had. He was a writer from a Braveheart, and he was actually because
he is a descendant
of William Wallace. And I was like, oh, I could have asked him because I talked to him briefly, and I was like, man, it would have been great to ask him about that. But
his career is since Braveheart.
But the funny thing is, you know, I'm like, why did you what attracted you to this role or this movie? And he was like, you know, I don't think there's that much difference between the story of Heaven is Real and Braveheart. And after I watched Heaven is Real, I was like,
It's the same movie.
It is doing big bucks this week.
It was the same movie.
It was not.
So
Heaven is Real is doing better than Transcendence.
I'm sure it is, it's Easter and
yeah.
The general audience doesn't know what's good, so Heaven is for Real is a terrible fucking movie.
It had potential until we saw
the first minute of the movie. It had potential.
The clouds open.
I think I gave it a 0.5 out of
you
5.
You did. I saw it.
Did Greg Kinnear play the same character?
It's not for you, buddy.
That would have been awesome.
Because you're Jewish.
No, I didn't even. The review I'd say it wasn't preachy. It just was a terribly made movie. Just on every level. Just it was cheesy and corny and dumb.
But multimedia men love Heaven.
Adam, since you were basically in charge of the theater where Diff was held at, how do you think it went this year? And are you excited that it was all at...
Well, it wasn't all at. I guess
well, there was
mostly.
Two movies at other places.
Well, Tech Theater had second weekend. They had about 9 movies there. But people seemed to like it, you know, since it was all in one place. And not spread out over the whole city.
Did you get any sleep?
A little bit. But yeah, it was fun. Also having the lounge actually be close by as well. So people just came in circles.
The lounge was better this year.
Nice.
The lounge
was
better than this year than last year.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it went well. It was a lot more smoother. There's only a couple small issues that happened.
I really think like this diff, I hate to say it, I think... Either anybody who's in charge of Dallas International Film Festival, probably going to dig my own grave here, but I've got to say it.
You have to say it, you're sure?
I do. They need to move it to another month. It can't be this close to South By. They need to bring in better talent. Not say that the talent was great that's here, but they need better talent to come in. And they need to add music and TV and interactive.
Well, it's baby steps. You know, they're still building... And trying to figure out what they want to be. So they have, like, you know, their...
But isn't this...
They have a music category. They have their world cinema. They have, you know, they focus each year on
I'm excited about that.
Type of cinema.
But last year's selection was god-awful. It was terrible last year. At least it's a step in the right direction.
It was better talent
this
year.
Well, you have to realize,
that's true, yeah.
That actually...
You have to realize they only have, like, a fourth of the budget they once had, you know, at their heyday. Because they don't have their big sponsor Target or, like, you know, some of their car sponsors. So,
and so why is that? Why are they losing these sponsorships? Like, I noticed it wasn't Volkswagen. It was Cars.com. It was
AutoNation. It's just, you know, each year because people don't know, you know.
But Dallas is such a big, like, one of the top 5 film industries. How are we not, you know, just as good as South By or bigger? Tell me the change.
It's a question that needs to be answered.
But. I agree. What can we do? We've pitched our own movie festivals on this podcast before, including a 24-hour Nick Cage festival by Adam.
Speaking of, Joe was good. Joe was excellent.
Joe was awesome. That was one of the darkest movies I've
seen.
That's
my second favorite film from Diff.
And sucks that David Green couldn't make it in because of the snowstorm. So.
Yeah, that does suck. But at least we got Ty. And
then Angelica was a sponsor of Joe, and we actually opened up Joe.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Go, Angelica.
Go see Joe, is what I'm saying.
Joe is great.
Dom Hemingway was also good, too.
Dom Hemingway was so good.
The director was
Richard
Shepherd
was awesome.
He was nice.
So,
He was good. Fun.
So, yeah.
So, we enjoyed, I think, Diff this year mostly. Yeah. I just think it has so much more room to improve. And I just hope next year we can... It's steps in the right direction and add something to it, like music or TV or something like that, instead of just film. Mm-hmm. And, I'm so happy that it was all Angelica. I hated going the last few years to, like... I have an Angelica screen here, and then I have to go to North Park and then to Magnolia. It's kind of like...
There were some movies at Texas Theater, but I never got to go.
Yeah. So have you been to Texas Theater?
No.
It's awful.
Oh, really?
I hate to say that because it's a cool place, but their bar is literally right behind the doors when you walk in, so you can definitely hear when you're watching something.
It's voted best theater in Dallas. Yeah.
How is that possible?
D magazines.
How is that voted best? Did they get it's
the one guy that likes them, but
did they get the surround sound yet, or is it just still stereo in front?
No, it's still stereo.
Because they're still working with the fighting with the Historic Foundation to do some renovations. So it's a big process for them because it's a historic landmark.
I've seen movies there. I like the place and what they do there.
They had a sold out premiere of the Star Club for Diff. And then they also, I guess, since Oak Cliff is there, they had a screening of Kumiko the Treasure Hunter, which I wanted to actually see.
Yeah.
That's
how I want Kumiko. I did not get to see that. I want to see that. It was about the
Fargo.
Japanese woman that
thought Fargo was real.
Fargo was real and went to search for the briefcase. Pretty awesome.
It's with the Asian actress from Brothers Blood.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about the USA Film Festival coming?
USA, man, I'm excited for Ed Harris. I'm excited for Carol Kane.
John Turturro. Corbin Burnson.
And I like the fact that it's more condensed. Like, it's only a few days rather than 2 long weeks of stuff.
Yeah, they bring Steven Tobolowsky. He's going to be there all week.
He's always there.
Yeah, Tobolowsky, Ned Ryerson. I mean, I just want that guy to be Ned Ryerson all week.
Yeah.
But, how does USA Film Festival bring these people when Dallas cannot bring those people? Even when Dallas this year did the Kickstarter campaign to raise money, and what happened?
I don't know.
Where'd it all go to?
Good question.
So, I'm just saying, I want it to be better. I want Dallas to be what it deserves to be. And I think
whoever is
doing stuff now...
Got them to
they actually that. Had an article saying that they need to somehow make an amalgamation of the two because... Each one has its own good things they bring to the table, but standalone, they both have issues.
And they're right literally a week and a half apart.
It's
crazy to me. I would love Dallas to be in September, the Dallas Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No, and there needs to be a good
call. They need to separate them, but... You know, who knows?
Because if you have South By, right, I mean, you just don't get all those actors who go there to come back again.
Yeah.
So, move it.
Cool. And since they're so close to each other, too, I'm sure the actors and stuff are kind of confused. They think it's the same same festival a lot of times.
But, like I said, I think we all enjoyed
the
film festival this year, and we look forward to next year. So, that is our film festival coverage.